Chapter 19. Jesse was at his desk, checking overtime slips and drinking coffee, when Molly stuck her head in. "Wait'll you get a load of this," she said. Jesse looked up. "More sex tapes?" "Live action," Molly said. "The sisters Plum."
"Florence Horvath sisters?"
"In the, flesh," Molly said. Jesse put the neat pile of overtime slips aside.
"Bring them in," he said.
Corliss and Claudia Plum were very blonde, very slim, very tanned, and very slightly dressed. They wore very dark eye makeup, very light lipstick. One of them had on a sleeveless aqua and coral patterned summer dress with a short skirt and showed very deep cleavage. The other had on a robin's egg blue and pink dress of the same length and showed lots of cleavage. Both wore slip-on shoes with very high heels. One pair was aqua, the other was blue. Neither wore stockings. It was also clear that neither was wearing a bra. Jesse stood when they came in. Aqua and Coral said, "I'm Corliss." Blue and Pink said, "I'm Claudia." Jesse Stone. Both girls shook his hand and then sat without much regard to the minimal length of their dresses. Well, Jesse thought, at least they're wearing underpants. "I'm very sorry about your sister," Jesse said.
"That's why we're here," Claudia said. "We want to know the truth," Corliss said.
"We found your sister floating in the harbor," Jesse said.
"So who killed her?" Corliss said.
"We don't know that anyone did."
"You don't know? How come you don't know? You think she just jumped in the ocean?"
"We don't know exactly how she got in the ocean," Jesse said.
"Well, she sure didn't jump in," Claudia said.
"Do you have a theory?" Jesse said.
"What about DNA?
"We know her identity," Jesse said. "Why do you think someone killed her?"
"She wouldn't just fall in," Corliss said.
"Did she drink?" Jesse said.
"Course," Corliss said. "But she could handle it. She wouldn't get drunk and fall in the ocean."
Jesse nodded. "I thought you were in Europe," Jesse said. The twins looked at each other.
"That's what we told the parents," Claudia said. They both giggled.
"Party in," Corliss said.
"Where?"
"In New York."
"Manhattan?" Jesse asked.
No, Sag Harbor."
"All summer?" Both girls giggled. "Staying with friends?"
"Oh, yes," Corliss said.
"Could I have a name?" Jesse said.
"Name?
Of the friend you stayed with?"
"Why?"
"Better to know than not know," Jesse said.
"You think we did something bad?" Claudia said.
"Oh, yeah," Jesse said and smiled. The twins giggled again.
"Well, we didn't do anything bad to Flo," Claudia said.
"Of course not," Jesse said. "Where were you staying on Long Island?"
"Well," Corliss looked at her sister. "We were at a guy's house in Sag Harbor."
"Name?"
The guy that owned the house was, Carlo?"
Jesse nodded and waited. Corliss looked at her sister again.
"What was Carlo's last name?" she said. "You remember?"
Claudia frowned cutely.
"Funny name," she said, "like it was part of his first name."
Corliss frowned cutely.
Jesse waited.
"Like Coca-Cola," Corliss said. "Carlo Coca," Claudia said.
"C-O-C-A," Jesse said.
"I guess," Claudia said.
Both twins looked pleased. Jesse wrote down the name.
"Got an address?" Jesse said.
"Oh,"
Claudia said.
"I don't know."
She looked at Corliss.
"On the beach," Corliss said.
"Phone?"
They both shrugged. Jesse nodded.
"Well, we'll find him," Jesse said.
He may not remember us, Corliss said. Jesse smiled at them.
Hard not to, he said.
You can't tell our parents, Claudia said. They'd have a shit fit, Corliss said.
I have no reason to tell your parents, Jesse said.
They think we're still their little baby virgins, Claudia said.
How did you hear of Florence's death? Jesse said.
One of our friends called, Corliss said.
The friend knew where you were?
Not really, she called on our cell phone.
And what's her name?
Kimmy,
Corliss said.
Kimmy Young, Claudia said. Why?
I'm a cop, Jesse said.
I like to know stuff. We were thinking maybe we should hire some kind of private detective, Corliss said.
Jesse nodded.
You know, Corliss said.
Jesse nodded again.
I mean, this is like a small town, Claudia said. You know?
I do, Jesse said.
So you won't be, like, insulted, Corliss said.
No.
But we don't know how to go about it, Claudia said.
Jesse nodded. Talk with Rita Fiore, Jesse said. He wrote the name and phone number on a piece of yellow paper and handed it to Claudia. Criminal lawyer at a big Boston firm, Jesse said. Use my name. I'm sure she can put you in touch with someone.
We forgot your name, Corliss said.
Jesse took a card from the middle drawer of his desk and handed it to Corliss.
She'll be, you know, she won't talk about us to anyone, Corliss said.
Soul of discretion, Jesse said. They nodded. Are you planning to stay a while?
Until our sister's killer's brought to justice, Corliss said.
Before you leave here this morning, give Molly your address.
Is that the policewoman out front?
Jesse smiled. Molly would bite them if they called her that. At the desk, he said.
Okay. We got a nice suite at the Four Seasons, with a view.
In Boston, Jesse said.
Uh-huh,
Corliss said.
Did anything bad happen to Flo before she died?
Claudia said. Hard to say.
I mean, did anybody hurt her?
Can't tell, Jesse said. You think someone would? The twins looked at each other.
Not really, Corliss said. But she ran with a weird crowd sometimes.
Names? Jesse said. Both twins shook their heads.
Oh, we don't know that, Claudia said. We don't know any of them, really, Corliss said.
Jesse took the sex video headshots from a drawer and put them out on the desk where the Plum twins could see them. Know either of these gentlemen? Jesse said. They did. Jesse could tell by the way their shoulders froze when they looked. They both shook their heads at the same time.
No, Claudia said.
No, we don't, Corliss said. Jesse took out three other pictures. One of these Florence? Jesse said. They looked.
Course, Corliss said. That one, Claudia said. You didn't even know which one she was?
I did, Jesse said. I wanted to be sure you did. They both stared at him silently for a moment. Then Claudia said,
Jesus Christ,
Corliss said.
Don't you trust anybody?
Trust, Jesse said. But verify.
What's that mean?
It's a reference to Ronald Reagan, Jesse said.
That president?
Him, Jesse said.
Well, I think it's mean not to trust us, Claudia said.
You're right, Jesse said. I'll never do it again.